This is VOA News in Washington. Of Custer. Israeli military says a U.S. activist who was shot and killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli forces aiming at someone else. 26-year-old Ajinor Ezgi Aigi, an activist from Seattle who held both U.S. and Turkish citizenship, was killed Friday following a demonstration against Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. The military said Tuesday in its inquiry that found it was highly likely she was hit indirectly and unintentionally, and that the fire was not aimed at her, but at someone they referred to as the key instigator of the riot. At a briefing with reporters in Washington, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said he felt it was noteworthy Israeli Defense Forces, in their own inquiry, found they were at fault.
No one should be shot and killed for attending a protest. No one should have to put their life at risk just for freely expressing their views. In our judgment, Israeli security forces need to make some fundamental changes in the way that they operate in the West Bank.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his visit to Britain Tuesday, meeting with Prime Minister Keir Starmer in London. As the two sat down for talks, Blinken noted the strong bond and shared goals of the two countries.
For the United States, you remain not only the most special of relationships, but really the most essential of relationships. We are together dealing with a greater complexity, a greater multiplicity, a greater interconnectedness of problems than ever before. But the fact that we're doing it side by side makes all the difference and is a tremendous sense of confidence for us.
Blinken met earlier Tuesday with British Foreign Secretary David Lammy and discussed a variety of issues, as well as announcing a joint visit to the Ukrainian capital Kyiv Wednesday. Starmer is scheduled to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington on Friday. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of Catholics in East Timor joined Mass Tuesday in the third stop on Pope Francis' Southeastern Asian tour. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
An estimated 600,000 people in East Timor turned out in the baking heat for a Mass with the visiting Pope Francis on Tuesday. That's just under half the country's population, making it proportionally one of the largest ever turnouts for Mass during a papal visit. The only other pope who has visited the country, John Paul II, celebrated Mass in 1989 at the same site, amid the country's fight for independence from Indonesia. After a brutal 24-year occupation that ended with formal independence in 2002, East Timor now has a median age of 20, according to official estimates. The Pope's stop in East Timor is part of an ambitious 12-day, four-country Asia-Pacific tour. The former Portuguese colony is a half-island nation of 1.3 million people north of Australia.
That's Reuters correspondent Diane To reporting. The European Union's top court Tuesday rejected computer giant Apple's final legal challenge against an order from the regional bloc to repay $14.3 billion in back taxes to Ireland, bringing to an end a long-running dispute. The European Commission, the EU's executive branch, had accused Apple of striking an illegal tax deal with Irish authorities so it could pay extremely low rates. Google also lost its final challenge against a European Union penalty for giving its own shopping recommendations an illegal advantage over rivals in its search engine results, ending a long-running antitrust case that came with a $2.7 billion penalty from the Commission. At a news conference, the EU's Commissioner for Competition, Margrethe Vestager, called the rulings big wins for European citizens and for tax justice, and that they set a good example.
And I think the case was symbolic because it demonstrated that even the most powerful tech companies could be held accountable. No one is above the law. It inspired regulators and policymakers worldwide to scrutinize the activities of digital giants more closely.
Famed actor James Earl Jones, who died Monday at the age of 93, also left his mark on the baseball diamond, as AP correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
The baseball world is among many mourning the death of famed actor James Earl Jones. He played a prominent role in the world of baseball on the big screen. Jones gave the iconic "People Will Come" speech as Terrence Mann in the 1989 baseball movie Field of Dreams.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
He also appeared in 1993 baseball film The Sandlot as Mr. Myrtle. Jones sang the national anthem at the 1993 MLB All-Star Game in Baltimore. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.